Chrele machle seve librota vene mensi. E geva la crostola mani. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've asked you to move in a realm that is not familiar to the flesh. I've asked you to take the authority that I've given you in my name and change things, saith the Spirit of grace. For what you cannot see with a natural eye, you must believe in faith that things are happening when you speak. I ask you to bless your brethren and petition me more and more for their awakening, so that all may flow together and a grace come to the house, and that the intercessors raise up. Let the mighty men and mighty women of God shake themselves and stir themselves, refuse to come under, but to go forth, saith the Spirit of grace. Refuse to slumber and to sleep while my church is coming forth. But I say, arise, arise and take upon yourself the sweet smell of a bride who has perfumed herself and is ready and adorned, ready to be entreated by her lover, saith the Spirit of grace. But I say, let the fierceness of God, the fierceness against wickedness and perversion upon the land, let it come forth as a mighty man of war. Let the women, let the children, let the men speak with boldness. Renounce the spirits of timidity and renounce the spirits of oppression and depression in the name of Jesus. Speak my word. Be contagious. Yes, I said unto you, be contagious one to another. Let that which is in you begin to inspire on those around you my strength, and pull my strength together so that I may have one body speaking the same thing. Turn. When you feel debate around you, turn from it. Humble yourself that you come into agreement upon Jesus and all that He has done for this land, saith the Spirit of grace. Let my virtue flow in you and through you so the nations will be healed. And I say unto you, it will not be many days until you will see this house full, saith the Spirit of grace. You will come together and the elders will speak of the problem, and they will consult with my spirit of the problem of what to do with the newborn babes. For I say unto you, this is coming. This is coming. Though there has been a scattering, and though there has been many distractions against the body and even against the elders, and many devils from hell have been sent to occupy and to bring forth these things, I say unto you that my authority in this house has not been lost. It has not been displayed. And I say unto you that not many days hence you will find a place of rejoicing in me such as you have never known, saith the Spirit of grace. I say, be bold as a lion and harmless as a dove. Let the weak say, I'm in strong. Let the fearful say that I can run through a troop and I can leap over a wall through my God. Let my word be in your mouth. I say unto the youngest and to those who believe of themselves that they know the least, scatter my word like seed on the earth. Plant it and harvest it. Believe that you are empowered, for you have been more than empowered by my Spirit. And the words that you have heard in this house have been powerful words, words that have prepared you. Do not wait for training. Do not wait for preparation. Gather in the harvest now. Cast out devils that would confront you. Stand on property lines and call men and women born again. Walk the perimeter of places that I tell you to go and plead my blood and call my name and speak my word, and my angels will come and abide there, saith the Spirit of grace. My glory will hover over that place until conviction comes and the house bows their knee. Thank you, Jesus. I saw, when he said that, I saw a vision and I saw devils. I saw devils of drugs, and I saw drugs, but they were devils. I saw needles, but they were devils, and they were spewing. They were running out of houses. They were being exited. They were running as if the house was on fire. There was something just expelling them from those places where His power came. Father, we speak that over Immokalee in Jesus' name. We speak that over the place that You've called us to redeem in Jesus' name. Lord, we did not shed our blood, but You shed Yours, and we stand as ambassadors on this planet. Father, I thank You for the atmosphere of peace over this region. I thank You, Lord, that the atmosphere of the scorning that has taken place in this city over the things of God, we bring it down in the name of Jesus. And we speak peaceable words, words of life, words of healing, words of unity, words, Lord God, that bring forth Your glory. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. Maklese verende klaso. Velimareste vedibidiato lo croste. I return, saith the Spirit of grace. I return with this vehemence, with this shaking power in my church. Do not be afraid of devils. Do not cower down. Do not be pacified by them, but stand up strong in their face. Speak my word. Be strong, saith the Spirit of grace. Be willing always to lay hands. Be willing always to speak my word. Listen, for I send you into a great harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. I send you into a great harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. I have empowered you. Do not be afraid. Listen, saith the Spirit of grace. When I interrupt you and you're going forth and I ask you to stop and minister, I will empower you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give You all the glory. I give You all the glory. We give You all the glory. Jesus, Your name is worthy. Balaro di Vesiata. Gelebedi bidiato cresala Christio. I come not to prove those wrong who have had seasons where they have walked away, but I come because I am who I have always been, Your Father, and desirous to pour out my Spirit upon this earth. I come not to validate man, but to validate my risen Son. And know this, that impossible things will happen. Those things that are most impossible is the turning of hearts. And many will turn back into this place. Not that this place be glorified, but that my Son be glorified in this place, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Impossible things will happen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Call yourself friends. A friend gives his life for his friend. A friend loveth at all times. I ask you only this, that when I interrupt you to pray for one another, that you believe that what you have learned in the Spirit of me coming and the voice that you have learned to listen to and heed to, that when I ask you to pray for one another, when I bring others to your mind, and many of you ask the question, Lord, how will I know? For many of you have heard my voice in this last year when I bring your brothers and sisters to mind, and you pass it off as if it's your own thoughts. Listen quietly. I desire intercession. I desire that you move upon me and call upon me, that my grace come upon my church. That I can exorcise the devils that occupy the time of my saints. That I can cause them to be exorcised out of the way by your prayers, saith the Spirit of grace. Lend a hand in the Spirit. Pray for your friends, for you are all brethren and you are all friends. Love one another. To love one another is to lift each other up. Cry out. Cry out for the days when everyone is free and everyone runs full of the vision. Now is the time. Now is the hour. I go from house to house. I go from person to person to prove their hearts, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Well, I guess let's just worship a little bit more. I probably should have figured this. Just couldn't get in the Word today, just hour after hour in tongue. That's usually what happens when you spend a lot of time in tongues. He's ready, preparing you to say things prophetically. But hey, worship and prophecy is not a bad menu, is it? Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. I glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, that was worth coming to church for, wasn't it? We are equipped far greater than what we know. And sounds like he's petitioning all of us to come to full adulthood and do what we're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. What is that? Just what you know. Take over your turf. Minister to the body. Hey, most of you in here that's been here a long time, you could teach. You could teach any of our discipleship classes. You know enough. We could put you in here on a Sunday morning with a bunch of newborn babes and you could tell them how to start praying in tongues, how to meditate the Word, how to worship, how to confess the Word, how to go from where they're at to where they need to be going. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's a simple thing for me to, for you elders, you People come. They got questions. I don't mind talking to anybody. Sometimes I'll come in so, and I've told you before, for you to come up and tell me something in the natural after he's taken me out like this, you might as well forget it. I might remember it, I might not. And that's not an excuse to get out of something. But I'm saying that for you elders to know that you can step up to the body. They've got questions, you've got answers. Hallelujah. You've got power. He said, did the women, the elder women, he wasn't talking about age, like that they had to have gray, but that's okay if they did. That they would speak to the women. Sometimes I've had people call me a number of times, and that's fine. And I just turn them over to some lady in the church that was an elder that I considered. Well, when they spoke to them, it was me speaking to them. And that's the order of things. The women are supposed to minister. They're supposed to minister to the other women like you men that have been around. Raise up the standard. Speak the word. Because in a not too far distant future, there's something on the horizon, buddy. Hallelujah. I'm glad we got these guys here in the wings that we're going to turn a lot of stuff over to. Hallelujah. Praise God. So for any reason you can't get to me, go to one of these elders. Let them pray for you. But pray for your pastor that I keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing. What is that? Stay in prayer. Hallelujah. Stay in prayer. And I love it. It's not like you got to beat me into it. I love it. Well, he said a few weeks ago, trying to remember something about the worship part of who he is, was something that he really... And I won't get all of this exactly right because then I was prophesying verbatim. But it was like it was the crescendo of bringing him back. Well, we do know this, that intimacy in worship develops his love in us. You are born with a seed. You were born with that seed of the new nature. But you don't have to look very far to know that not all Christians love the same. You don't have to look too far or go too far, venture out too far to know that they can worship God. They can worship God with tears on Sunday sometimes. Sometimes emotions. But not have too much of a problem speaking evil words, hurting one another, doing each other wrong in business deals, all kinds. But you can't worship Him, really worship Him continually, that something doesn't pool, a reservoir inside of you. And what it works on to start with, what it really works on to start with, it convinces you of how much He loves you. Because perfect love casts out all fear. Casts out fear. When He said it cast out fear, it cast out fear. We were talking Sunday. We just did an exhortation on giving. Matthew 5, 6, 7. Jesus was talking about that you'll love the one and hate the other. You cannot serve two masters either. You love the one, hate the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. But He gave us the remedy. He gave us the way of escape, not to serve it. He said, consider. Isn't it amazing how Jesus got down to the just simple things? Paul is talking about all kind of end time events. And John goes into eschatology, the book of Revelation. Jesus just talks about lilies and birds. And it's just how simple, but how profound he knew his Father. He said, I'll tell you what the remedy of fear is. Consider the lilies. They spin not. They toil not. Yet I say unto you that Solomon in all of his glory, you really can't appreciate that unless you go back and do a little expose on Solomon and find out that really he was probably the richest man ever to live when the queen, Sheba, came and watched just the ascent when he would go up to worship. It was a celebration. Just his ascent up to the house of God when he arrived in his chariot, his royal chariot. And when he got out of his chariot and the orchestration and the glory just that surrounded him, the musicians that were already in practice, and when he would ascend up into the house of God to go in there to worship God, it was just the outside. Just the watching this ascent on the outside was something to marvel at. People would come and watch it because here's a man in regal robes of, I mean, opulence like people can't imagine. And the royalty and the rehearsal, the right kind of rehearsal of things being done proper in honor to God. She just said, I have no breath, I have no spirit inside of me just to watch his cupbearers and watch how that everything is absolutely set in order. And we've talked about it before, but today's value, this man, I don't know the figures. It's way beyond anything that you can imagine. And it came to him continually. And he was arrayed with riches like no man on planet Earth. Yet Jesus said, in all of his order, in all of his fashion, in his arrayment, the way that he was arrayed, one of these lilies beat him. There's more perfection in how they have been clothed by God, constructed by God. Yet I say unto you, Solomon, all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Yet their glory is so expendable, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven. O ye of little faith. What he was saying is, God clothed them with the glory that exceeded Solomon's glory, and yet turned right around and said, yet they are so expendable. And the reason why he showed that they were so expendable is to show that the Father has a never-ending reservoir of everything that you need. Great artist. People kill for things that they think are done in perfection. The artist called, you've heard people say that's a Picasso. Pablo Picasso. He was one of the foremost Spanish artists born in the late 1800s and lived into our 1900s. And yet his work of artistry and sculpturing, you know, he's the guy that the thieves break in and slide under all of the electronic eyes to try to steal one of his paintings. Rembrandt, the Dutch artist that was so celebrated, they kill for that. They kill for his artistry. And what God says, what Jesus says about the lilies is, this is what he's trying to say to us. Look at them. Look at them. They're greater than Solomon. But it was just as if God was saying this through Christ. I could paint the most beautiful picture. I could have a crowd behind me that would say, look at the artistry and these men that have painted and sculptured these things and people kill for them is because they think that they're perfect and such work and such artistry has gone into them. And Jesus says concerning His Father, what I'm telling you is He can paint this most perfect picture that is beyond anything imaginable. And you would want to preserve it. And you'd want to say, don't touch it. And Jesus would say this, just right in front of you. He'd take a big red easel marker and go, watch this. Ramp, ramp, ramp. I can destroy this, or it can be destroyed, and I can make a million of them before the sun rises. These things are expendable. They're here and they're cast in the oven. And the reason why I tell you this is you don't have to be the one to preserve. It takes all fear away when you think you're the one that has to reserve. Man, He's been dealing with me lately. And I saw this picture. I saw the picture of what the Father is trying to get across to us. How that in all things He cast out all fear. Why? Because He has a never-ending... If you realize this, just on this subject alone, you're as rich... Now believe me, if that portion of the gospel is true, if you had a goose egg in your account come the morning, you have just as much resource to your account as the man who has $1 million sitting there on the brink of the day, because Jesus said, take no thought for the tomorrow. I will be there in your tomorrow, because just as well as these lilies come and go, it does not matter. Your Father wants you to know you don't have to cleave to, hold on to, fearful. He is a reservoir and He's a river, and the river never stops. It'll be here. Yes, things will come, things will go, but don't try to hang on. Don't try to hang on to life. Don't you be the one trying to preserve your peace, your freedom. Let the freedom of Christ come, because as the lilies are expendable, know this, He tells you they're expendable, because on the other side of expendableness, He is that never-ending reservoir that tomorrow is just as full as today. Your bank account, your life, everything that I am is at His access, your access to Him, because He never runs dry. Hallelujah. He never runs dry. And that kind of love casts out all fear. Cast out all fear in your giving. Cast out all fear in your living. How many enjoyed? I was thinking about that just now. How many enjoyed the inside of the inside of the inside of the inside? Put me in a box, will you, devil? Don't you think it really makes Him mad when He's schemed a whole long time to destroy your life? Then something of grace, like peace, comes over and you just walk out of it. That was supposed to stop you. You're supposed to quit everything on that one. You're supposed to lay in depression day after day and never get out of it. My God. Hallelujah. And guess what? The peace that you have today, you won't be running on that. You'll be running on tomorrow's peace. He's got a whole new, fresh batch of it. Hallelujah. Lilies come and go. But He is there. Hallelujah. How rich are you? I don't know. How rich is my Father? That's my answer. He's the backup on my peace, and He's the backup of Immokalee's in revival, and we have all the finances that we need for this outpouring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love all of you. Praise God. We're going into revival. Friday night, we'll be here worshiping the Lord. And any of you that want to make the devil mad, come and just do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just pray. If you have a need before you leave, if you need hands laid on you, we're here for that purpose. Then again, you could catch an elder in the parking lot. Hallelujah. Let the elders lay hands on the sick, and they will pray the prayer of faith. They will recover. I think that's... Now, wouldn't that be a test for most churches? We're considering you for eldership. Wonderful. Do you need to see my bank statements? No. We've got a real sick person over here, and we want you to go lay hands on them. And if they recover, we're going to give them, a couple weeks. If they recover, you're in for eldership. If they die, you don't make it. Hallelujah. See, our criteria is a lot different, isn't it? Man. Father, we love you. We just cast everything on you. We are not afraid. We're not afraid today, and we're not afraid tomorrow. We're not afraid of next week or next year. We're not even afraid after the election of this year. But Father, you're teaching us. So when we have something to say, we will say it. But bless now this offering. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed tonight? Yes. Praise God. We love you. Hallelujah. Be blessed. If you have something, there's a big box up here to take it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you stand? If we'll just go out of here worshiping God tonight. Give somebody a great big hug as you do that. And as I said, if you need prayer, we'll hear for just a couple of moments. For the rest of you, we'll see Friday night. God bless you. We love you.